Masachet Bamatzia, Peres Vav, Mishnah Vav, Kol Omnin, Shemrei Sachar Hen. Anybody who is contracted out to do a certain job, and he is given the material to do the work with by the owner, and he does the job in his own shop or own house, he is considered a Shomer Sachar, somebody who is getting a benefit for guarding the object that he is guarding, and a Shomer Sachar is chayev for Gneva and Aveda. If it is stolen or lost, he would be chayev to pay the owner. So therefore, these Umnin, these workers, if the material that they are given is stolen or lost, they would be chayev. The reason why they are considered Shomer Sachar is that they are getting a benefit for guarding the material, as if the owner does not pay them for their work, they will keep the material for themselves. But kulan sha'amru tol es shocha v'habe mos shomer chinam. But if any of these workers tell the owner, come pick up your finished product and you can bring me the money at a later date, they are no longer considered a shomer sacha. They are now just a shomer chinam, somebody who is guarding something without getting a benefit, and therefore they are pater from gneva or aveda. They are only chayav for pshia. If they were at fault, then they would be chayav. Now, the reason why they are no longer considered a shomer sachar is that they no longer have this benefit that they will hold on to the material in case the owner doesn't pay them, as now they are telling the owner to pick up the product without paying right away. So therefore, since they no longer have a benefit, they are now only a shomer chinam. Shmor li ve'eshmor lach, shomer sachar. Somebody who asks his friend to guard something for him, and he offers to guard something for his friend at a later date in return, the person who is guarding it would be a shomer sachar and would be chayav for gneva or aveda, as he is getting a benefit, as his friend will guard something for him also at a later time. Shmor li ba'amar lo hanach lefanai shomer chinam. Somebody who asks his friend to guard something for him, and his friend responds to leave it in front of me, then his friend would be a shomer chinam. As the term hanach lefanai would infer that he is accepting upon himself to guard it for his friend, and therefore he is responsible to guard it, and if he is at fault, if he is poshea, he would be chayev to pay. But if he responds instead, hanach lefanecha, leave it in front of you, or he just says, hanach, leave it, this would not infer that he is accepting upon himself a shmirah. Therefore, he is not responsible, and if anything happens to it, he would not be chayav. Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Hilveyu al amashkon, shomer sachar. Somebody who lends money to his friend and receives a mashkon from his friend, he receives an object as security for the loan, he is considered a shomer sachar on the mashkon, as if he is getting benefit for guarding the mashkon, and therefore he is chayav for gneva or aveda. If the mashkon is stolen or lost, he would have to pay the owner. Now, the reason why he is considered a shomer sachar is that he is receiving schar mitzvah, meaning that at the time he lends his friend the money, he is considered osek the mitzvah. He is involved in doing a mitzvah, and therefore he is pater me mitzvah. He would be pater from doing another mitzvah at the same time. So therefore, if a poor person asks him for tzedakah at the time he is lending money to his friend, he would be pater from giving the money to tzedakah. This is considered schar mitzvah. This is a benefit that he is getting from doing the mitzvah, and therefore he is a shomer sachar. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Hilveo Mos Shomer Chinam, Hilveo Peros Shomer Sachar. Rabbi Yehuda argues he doesn't consider schar mitzvah to be a benefit that would make him into a shomer sachar. So therefore, somebody who lends his friend money is a shomer chinam. He is not receiving a benefit, so therefore he is pater from gneva or aveda. But if you lend your friend fruit, then you are considered a shomer sachar. You are receiving a benefit, and therefore you are chayav for gneva or aveda. Now, the benefit that you are getting when you lend your friend fruit is that since peros is a perishable item, and you are going to receive from your friend fresh fruit at a later date, this is considered a benefit, and that makes you into a shomer sachar. Abishal oimer mutter adam lahaskir mashkono sho'ani liyot poisik alav v'haylech mipnei shehu kemeshiv aveda. But Shaw says a person who lends money to a poor person and receives a maskon from the poor person is allowed to rent out the maskon as long as he uses the rent money to be deducted from the loan. The ani would only have to pay back the amount of the loan that is over and above the rent money that he received. The rent money is deducted, as this is considered hashabat aveda, as if he was returning a lost object to the ani, since the ani does not have to pay back the full amount of the loan. Now, this is only mutter if the maskon that you are renting out is something that doesn't get devalued very easily and demands a high price for the rental, such as a shovel or an axe. But a maskon that would get devalued from constant use or doesn't demand a very high rental, this would be usur to rent out, even if you deduct the rent money from the amount of the loan.